Sports Week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. My special guests on the show this evening are Austin Okon-Akpan, the head of sports at VOA partner Channels Television in Nigeria, and Wamoyo Hoops Hamza, the Voice of America's Swahili service chief. Austin, welcome back to our Voice of America headquarters.
Great to be here, Sonny. It's payback time. I'm super, super excited to be here, Sonny Young.
Well, why, in addition to seeing my smiling face, Austin, what brings you to the nation's capital?
Sonny, you won't believe it. I haven't been here since 4 years ago. Remember the last time I came on your show? Was in 2015, so I said, okay, let me stop by, you know, show some love to family members in the States and see Sonny Young.
Well, it's great to have you back in the studio, Austin. Mwamoyo, you got that nickname Hoops, big, big Hoops upset in China on Wednesday. The USA suffers its first FIBA World Cup defeat in 13 years, losing to France. Did that surprise you, the result?
It did surprise me, but this is the kind of loss that basketball needs so that, you know, USA wakes up and finds out, oh, there are other teams out there. And, you know, the game against France, of course, you had two key players for France. There are Rudy Gobert, who plays for Utah, and Evans Fournier, who works, plays for Orlando Magic. You know, they played very well. And this is the NBA comes back to bite, you know, USA in terms of players who play in the NBA, but they're from other teams.
In the other quarterfinal,
from other nations, I mean.
In the other quarterfinal on Wednesday, Australia beat the Czech Republic 82-70. The USA loses to France by, I think, 10 points. What do you think? Does the USA have to revamp now, Mwamoyo?
I think they do. You know, I mean, since the dream teams of the 1990s, USA has been sending not their top NBA players to these international tournaments. But they have done well so far. I mean, they have played so well. They have a 58-win streak, and this has just been snapped. So, you know, they've been playing well. They have players like Kemba Walker, Marcus Smart in this team. And these are hungry players who want to do better and show that they can represent the USA in international tournaments. But I think after this loss, which USA has qualified for the Olympic Games next year in Japan, so there is a good chance that next year in the Olympic Games, you'll see people like Steph Curry and, you know, King James in that lineup.
And speaking of the Olympic Games, Austin.
Yes, Sonny.
The Tigers of Nigeria, they booked their ticket to Tokyo 2020. What did you think of their performance in China?
I think it was good, Sonny. Remember, we talked about this on my show, and we knew it was going to be very difficult to get out of that group after they lost it when they shouldn't have against Russia. That was the opening match. If you win that, you'd have been fine because we know Argentina has got some quality. So they lost Russia, they lost to Argentina, and now the only way to say sorry, Nigerians, is to qualify for the Olympics. So they said, look, let's redirect the objective. And so they picked up the Olympic qualification, and that's beautiful. So now the coach knows that he needs to put that team together. There were good prospects in the team, and everyone stepped up. But it is what it is. You need to work hard to win at the World Cup.
It's a tough tournament indeed, Mwamoyo.
Let's talk about other teams, in the African teams in the tournament.
Sure.
You had Angola, which also had the same results as Nigeria. One win, two losses. Ivory Coast lost all three games out of Group A. Senegal lost all three games out of Group H. But these teams are gaining experience. You know, as they go to more and more international tournaments, you know, they're building up players, they are building up role model players. So, you know, this is good for African basketball.
Argentina and Spain won on Tuesday, Austin, and today it was France and Australia. Who do you like among those four teams to win the trophy on Sunday?
To an extent, I like the French team. And when you beat the United States of America, you become favorites in basketball.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
The French team. And it's been an awesome year for France in sports. So that would motivate them. They could say to themselves, look, we could go all the way and just get the world talking about us with sports. So let's see. I'm rooting for the French team, Sonny.
Okay.
They just dethroned the king.
Yeah.
So, you know, they do feel that they can win it all. But of course, Argentina is in there, so, you know, and Argentina is a very good team. So, you know, but as Austin says, I think France, you know, they have very good chance.
Well, Austin, on your Sports Tonight show on Channels Television, I know you love to talk about the power of sports.
The power of sports.
The power of sports.
That's right.
And Memorial has a power of sports story involving the great Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, yeah, he just announced that he has he's donating $1 million to the Bahamas the victims of the Dorian
hurricane,
and this is not the first time he's doing that. Last year, Hurricane Florence, he donated $2 million to his hometown of North Carolina. So he does that a lot. But with Bahamas, he may have, you know, personal interest in it because he has property in there and he visits the islands, you know, many times.
Okay.
The hurricane hit the northern part of the Bahamas, you know, Grand Bahamas, Abaco, Little Abaco, and Great Abaco. But there's a lot of devastation. And, you know, Michael Jordan doing this, him being a very well-known, liked, you know, basketball player in the world, you know, it's a very good gesture for him.
Awesome.
Great story, Austin, when these players give back like that.
Yeah, it was the late Mother Teresa that said, Sonny, that if you haven't touched a life, you have done nothing. So that's beautiful. That's what I was saying, that sports can transform lives. Michael Jordan did everything he could while playing basketball and now still making an impact. So that's a beautiful story.
Beautiful story. Let's switch to African football now. The final 10 ties in the first round of African qualifying for the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 concluded on Tuesday. I'm going to run down the 10 African teams that advanced to the 40-team group phase in Africa. They are, in alphabetical order, Angola, Djibouti, Guinea-Bissau, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Rwanda, Sudan, Togo, and Zimbabwe. Let's give a couple of special Sunny Side of Sports shout-outs for Rwanda. They scored a 10-0 aggregate victory over the Seychelles. That was the most lopsided of all the ties in round one. We'll give another shout out for Guinea-Bissau. They advanced to the second round for the first time ever, topping Sao Tome and Principe 2-1 in that tie. And finally, they did not advance, Momoyo. They lost to Zimbabwe 3-2 on aggregate. But I think we got to give a shout out to Somalia.
To Somalia. Yeah. They won the first game. And for 1 week, Somalia was walking with its chest up. You know, big win for Somalia. First one, they had to bring in 10 players from foreign teams to play this game. So, you know, it's quite a feat for a country such as Somalia, which, as we know, has been in this political upheaval for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And to have their sports program going, this was a very good thing. Even, as you say, even they didn't qualify, they didn't go to the next round, but at least they had a win. They tasted the thrill of victory.
I like that, the thrill of victory.
I love it, Sonny.
Well, Tuesday was a very big day in international football with matches played all over the world. In one exciting friendly match, Ukraine and visiting Nigeria played to a 2-2 draw. The Super Eagles of Nigeria took an early 1-0 lead on a fourth-minute goal by Glasgow Rangers man Joseph Aribo, who was making his national team debut. Lille striker Victor Osimhen scored Nigeria's second goal on a penalty kick in the 34th minute. Ukraine equalized, though, on late goals by Oleksandr Zinchenko and Roman Yaremchuk. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted the sports editor of the Lagos-based Vanguard newspaper, Tony Ubani.
It was a very brilliant outing. It gave us an insight that we have, you know, so many talents that have not been used by Nigeria, and of course has shown, you know, that the overdependence on some players has been exposed. Sort of, we saw some very beautiful moves by the players. More importantly to me was the fact that we saw players that could run all through. That their mobility was something that amazed me. Take for instance. Victor Osimhen, you know, that's a bully of a nice striker and exactly the type of player that we need, somebody who will bring a spark into the team. You know, his vim and vitality throughout the match was very, very encouraging to me. But also, I think that Ross should also try as much as possible to bring discipline into him, because even while he was playing from the, you know, other lower teams, he had always exhibited a little bit of rascality. And in this time of technology, that type of player will always, you know, get a card calling.
What's your take on the new players who made their debut for the Super Eagles?
Yeah, Mike, we've seen players, you know, the new players like Aribo that we saw, you know, that came in and was very good. I think it's too early for us to start singing his praise, because we have seen new players come, you know, they became a flash in the pan, like Paul Onuachu was. And there was one other player too that just came in and fizzled out that. But then brilliantly, they did absolutely well.
Overall, how would you rate the new look Super Eagles that played against Ukraine in the international friendly?
I do not want to say they're new. If you know those boys have played in the Nations Cup. Most of those boys have always been around. They come into the team, they go back and all those things. But I think they played well. Out of 10, I'll give them 6.
Does the future look bright for the Nigerian national team?
The future has always been bright. I think it's coordination, selection of the players that has always been the problem, because we have a glut of talent in Nigeria.
That's Tony Ubani, the sports editor of the Lagos-based Vanguard newspaper. And Tony spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. My guests on the show this evening are Austin Okon-Akpan, head of sports at VOA partner Channels Television in Nigeria, and Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili service chief. Austin, this Joe Aribo getting some shout outs, I think.
Yeah, good. When you score in your debut game, then everyone starts talking about you. Let's just hope that it sustains the momentum. Don't be that one time flash, and then when you get another opportunity, we start asking questions. But it's good. It's good that he got into the team. He got a goal in his first game. The coach was adventurous enough to, you know, start him, and then he repaid his confidence in him. So it's good for him, not just him, the other players too that came in the mix. But I don't like the way they lost the match.
They gave up 2 of those late goals.
Yeah.
So you think they sort of gave away a victory?
I just said that they lost it. Wasn't it, bro? I'm a Nigerian. They lost the match. You don't concede 2 goals in a minute and have a Nigerian football fan say well done to you. Because we're trying to build a team. We're trying to get consistency. So it's the Super Eagles of Nigeria. We beat our chest when we talk about that team. So when you have a chance to play for the Super Eagles, when you wear that jersey, we don't look back home in Lagos. Nobody wants to know it was a friendly game, Sonny. It was Nigeria playing against Ukraine. It was good. They played well in the first half, but in the second half, no, they just sort of lost some concentration. And Sonny, when you don't have character going into a game, achieving victory is difficult.
Austin, Super Eagles.
Yeah.
But you gotta back it up, man. You gotta back it up.
That's the same. You don't it's Ukraine. I don't care if it was played in the room of Andriy Shevchenko. You don't lose a game that way, because it doesn't speak well of the quality of the team. It doesn't speak well of the consistency they're trying to achieve. They also saw that they lost it where they shouldn't have, you know. So let's see. There are lessons in it. Let's see how they pick themselves up, Sonny.
Well, Austin, let's give the ladies some credit this evening, especially the basketball team based right here in Washington, the Washington Mystics, playing some great basketball this year in the WNBA. Mwamoyo, talk about the Mystics.
Number one team in the season this year, WNBA. The playoffs begin tonight. As you know, the last few months, the regular season has been going on. This is, we call it the We Got Next League. It's a very exciting league. Now they are on to the playoffs. Washington Mystics, your own Washington Mystics, they are number one seed. So what does this mean? The playoffs system for that WNBA is quite different from NBA. Only 8 teams go to the playoffs. First round and second round are one elimination games. So according to the seeds, so tonight Phoenix Mercury play Chicago Sky, Minnesota Lynx play Seattle Storm. These are elimination games.
Okay.
Whoever wins, they go to the second round. And the second round is also elimination. Who's waiting for them there? Los Angeles Sparks, you know, they have won the trophies several times, and Las Vegas Aces. Whoever wins in the second round elimination game, they go to the semifinals, and this is where the 5-game series start. And who is waiting there? Washington Mystics and Connecticut.
One player in particular for the Mystics has really stood out, Mamoyo. Give a shout-out for Elena Deladon.
Elena Deladon, and she started this last season. You know, remember last season during the playoffs, Washington Mystics, they played very well. They came very close, and Deladon got injured. She played through injury, and when this season started, she was all rehabilitated, and she has been playing very well. And, you know, playing along with her is Chris Tolliver. I just love this lady. She's feisty. She has a basketball, you know, mental sensibilities that are just amazing. And she played for Madeline Yule, for information.
Okay. Well, Austin, we have seen African women play in the WNBA. Do you think we're going to see more African women in that league, say, in the next few years?
I think we will. I'm looking forward to see how she keeps getting better, Arike Ogunbowale. Let's see, because she's one for the future. We have some of them in there, but the export from Africa to the U.S. in terms of African female basketballers is low because of the level of development back home. We get to see the men because some of them come in here maybe through scholarship and all of that.
Right.
So I always advocate, particularly on my TV show, Sonny, that we should fix the league so that we get to have more imports from here, more exports from Africa that have already done well back home, and then they spot the quality back here, and then they come around. That is the only way that we'll get to see more Africans do their thing in the WNBA.
Austin, yeah, you talk about development in Africa in terms of basketball. A new Basketball Africa League tipping off in January 2020.
Awesome.
That's for the men.
Mm-hmm. You see?
So maybe we'll see something similar for the women?
That's what I'm talking about. So we got to start thinking about doing things for the women that will give them exposure. It might not be the same level of, you know, league quality for the men, but let them play competitions where talents can be discovered. Scouts can come from the WNBA and then spot this talent, and then, okay, maybe on some scholarship program she comes in. That's what the NFL has done with a lot of African talent, and they're getting good out of it. So we need to give more attention to women's basketball in Africa, get the league going, put the right structures that will empower them so that when they come back here, they're not even going to come sit on the bench. They can compete with the same quality.
That's quite right, because most of the players, the women players in the NBA, for instance, or even in college, who are doing very well, Arike Ogunbowale, you know, most of these are American-born, you know, women of African descent. You have the Ogumeka girls. I think one of them is playing with the Los Angeles Sparks, so she will be in the finals playoffs this year. So, but you have to develop this talent. Having very robust leagues, on the continent. And as Austin says, the scouts come around, they spot these players, they, you know, recruit them to American colleges, and that's how you develop them, as most men have gone through that route.
That's right.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. My special guests are Austin Okon-Akpan, head of sports at VOA Partner Channels Television in Nigeria, and Mamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief. Austin, you learned how to say welcome in Swahili.
Karibu.
Oh! Asante sana.
Karibu. I just learned that today. So.
Take that to Nigeria,
of
please.
Of course, yeah. I'll just tell them. So when I get back in, they all start screaming, Karibu.
Well, Momoyo, I want to give a shout out for one of our listeners in Nairobi, Vincent Maloba, the beat cop of the Sunny Side of Sports. He says he listens to VOA Swahili on a daily basis, and he says that you are known all across East Africa.
Well, the Sunny Side show is known all across Africa. Every time I visit, you know, the continent, you know, I get this. Oh, I hear you on Sunny Side show. You know, so I mean, it's huge. We are beating our own chest, but the show is good. You know, good information. We get good guests like Austin. You know, you can't beat this.
Austin, we got another big international athletics event coming up at the end of the month, Doha.
That's right.
2019. Hmm. I know Nigeria hoping to get on that medal board.
Yeah.
Who are some of the Nigerian athletes we should look for in Doha?
So they've been doing so well with their turning out personal best times. Divine Oduduru is doing his thing at Texas Tech right here in the United States, and he's been running good time. There's a guy that broke the African record at the African Games. His name is Shakiri. We should look forward to him. Everyone knows Blessing Akagbare. She's also turning out personal best times here and there. But it was disappointment for her at the African Games. So she will be hoping to go to Doha and turn it around. In long jump, we've got Ese Brume. Also did well. Went to the African Games. Won gold medal also. So yeah, those are some of the names we should look forward to for the Nigerian 4x4 meters relay team. The women, particularly the men, don't turn up. But hopefully they will turn up this time. The female team should also get a medal. It's been up and down for athletics in Nigeria this year, but Doha might just be the crowning glory.
So you think Morocco will be a nice springboard for the Nigerian team?
Yeah, because they went there and they did their best and they competed well. So I'm sure they had Doha in mind. And look, if I do this in Morocco, I can continue where I stopped in Doha. So let's see. The men's team, they haven't been doing so well lately, but now they're beginning to show some quality. They're turning out those good times. It's going to be difficult. We haven't won a gold medal at the World Championship for a long, long time. And that's not a story for Nigeria with athletics, because back in the day, we were respected. Even if we're not winning the individual events with the relays, Nigeria steps out, everybody knows that, yes, we're going to compete. So we need to revive that glory again and then show the world that we are good with athletics.
And Momoyo, when it comes to athletics, the Kenyans always very strong. You think we're going to see another good performance from Team Kenya in Doha?
In the long distances, definitely 800 meters. You know, so those middle distances, that has been their, you know, domination. West Africans, they do well in short distances, but Kenya has been preparing very well. I think they are fielding a very good team. All the Olympic champions are in there. Teams, women and men teams, they're all in there. So, you know, this is going to be again a place where you would expect Kenyans to win a lot of medals, especially in the long distance run.
Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief. As my friend Shaka Sali likes to say on his Straight Talk Africa program, Mwamoyo, time is not my ally. Time is not my ally. So I want to thank you, Mwamoyo, for being on the show again. And my friend Austin Okon Akpan, where are you traveling to from here, Austin?
I think I should stop by Houston. We've got a lot of Nigerians there. See if I could also get to Dallas. Try to touch every part of the country before I get out. But I also need to get to North Carolina. But I'm glad I'm right here at the VOA with my good friend, Sonny Young.
Thank you, Austin. All right. And that wraps up the September 11th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Austin. Thanks to Momoyo. Thanks to VOA producer Bill Werkinger and VOA engineer Rob McLean. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, the biggest threat to President Yoweri Museveni's re-election in 2021 may be a 37-year-old musician. The future of Uganda on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
This is Science in a Minute.
Scientists from the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History report in a new study published in the journal Nature that there are actually three species of the electric eel swimming in the swamps, streams, creeks, and rivers across northern South America. It's been long thought that there was only one species of the electric eel. The researchers say all of the specimens examined at first looked pretty much the same. However, an analyzation of their DNA indicated genetic differences between the three species. They later found subtle physical differences in each of the species. The study also suggests that one of the species could generate up to 860 volts of power, which is more than any other animal and is about 260 volts more than the other electric eel species. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA, or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on the Voice of America.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 22:30 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
News happens around the clock, and VOA brings you the latest at the top of each hour.
This is Joe Palca.
I'm Victor Beatty.
Francis Alonso.
Tune in for a summary of the news At the top of each hour, around the clock on the Voice of America. Hourly newscasts on the radio and on the internet at voanews.com. VOA, a leader in news coverage for over 70 years.